League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
KFNC on Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station. ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town, on a dreary lookout below kind of Tuesday. Looks like rain is not only in the forecast.
I wish it would rain!
No. I thought you would sing your anthem.
Blame it on the rain!
Keep going.
No.
It's raining men.
Oh. Well, that wasn't what I was going to sing.
I just thought.
No.
Who's your anthem?
No, that's not my anthem.
Oh, it's Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax.
Just relax.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Aaron Rodgers. Barry Laminack, Joel Blank, Nick Sciarra, all live and in living color in the studio as we try and brighten up what looks like a gloomy day in the big city. Plenty to talk about, plenty to get to. We have done so much planning, it's crazy. As we continue to roll on another fantastic week here at the Mighty Gown Media Complex. First and foremost, are you guys a little worried about your Astros? Or I was listening to some of the callers on the radio yesterday. Everybody wants the head of the Astros hitting coach. We've said this over and over. You're not even three series in, and everybody's already thinking the boat is sinking.
It's silly.
It is.
Everyone settle down. That's the best thing that I could tell you. There's no reason to panic. They have played eight games of 162. All right, we're talking 154 games to go. Everyone just chill. They're a minus nine in the plus minus differential. That's fine. The Twins are a plus 17. Guess what? Both of those won't be that at the end of the year. I promise you that. So just as I wouldn't already go ahead and say that the Twins are going to make it to the World Series and represent the American League because they are a plus 17 and 5-1, it's no time to panic on your Astros.
Nick, I know you're already panicked.
Of course.
I know this is scaring you more than getting a closer for your fantasy team.
Terrified. No, I mean, I've mentioned it on Barry Warner's program. I said it's a slump, and I think there's plenty of time for them to get out of it.
Who? I've never heard of that guy.
Barry Warner?
No idea who that guy is.
First of all, you better be careful because not only did I have to lend an ear, I had to lend everything for a good portion of time because of your guest appearance this morning on the Barry Warner show.
I did crash his show. I crashed it. At the invite of one Nicholas Sciarra, Barry Warner has been talking mess about me for several days.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Nick was telling me about it. I think we even played some of the audio here on this show.
We did.
Usual Suspects.
Yes, we did.
So I thought, you know what? Nick and I, we had lunch plans today at 11:30. I thought I'd come in early, crash his show, talk a bunch of mess, and make a bunch of old jokes. On air with him, and then we'd go have some lunch, and that's exactly what it happened.
You're going to share what he said about you on the air?
He called me. Which one? There's a bunch of them. He said a lot of things about me.
Well, he always says that you're ugly on the air. That's like daily.
Which I think is just him projecting. I think he really secretly wants me. He wants my bod. He's like, let me put these old man hands on you.
I just threw up in the back of my mouth again.
I think Barry Warner definitely wants to have old man gay sex with me. But he won't admit it. That's what I feel, because he, you know, it's one of those things where you project, where like, it's like in elementary school when you thought a chick was hot, you told her she was ugly and pulled her hair. That's essentially what he's doing, but in radio, in the guise of saying that I'm ugly. That's what he's doing. I'm on to it. I know.
And he also made remarks.
He said I sleep late, which isn't a lie. I can't be mad about him for that.
That's true, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Like, my wife woke me up yesterday with the whole snake fiasco at 5:30 in the morning. I took a nap from 10 to 11, like, before the show. I did. That's not even a lie. I was up until 10 and then thought, you know what? I got to leave here at some point. So I went to bed and took a little nap from 10 to 11 and got up and got dressed and came to the show. So, yeah, that's true.
He also mentioned that you have a small penis. He said that on the air multiple times.
He mentioned that to me as well.
Did he?
That you have penis envy and that you should deal with your... He had some line to the extent of your inch of something or other.
Well, that's because I asked him, did he care if people, if his neighbors watched him skinny dip? Because he says he goes over there and tells them they have two choices. They can watch or they can move or something like that. And the fact is, he's had three neighbors in 5 years, he said, or 8 years. And I'm like, well, Barry, maybe they don't want to see that. Maybe, you know.
Maybe they have kids.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just, it's gross. Old saggy balls from an old man. No one wants to see that. So, yeah. He did mention something about dong size. And I was like, I don't know if that really is accurate.
Yeah, and he was self-deprecating, too. He made fun of himself.
I'm not going to lie. I would love to sit up here and say that. It was a horrible time. I had a blast sitting in that 30 minutes with Barry. He's a chill dude, you know, for as much grief as we give each other. He's like that sweet, sweet old grandpa that you have. You know what I mean?
No question. I mean, I've said forever, and I told you guys too, the other thing is you always want to be on his good side rather than the opposite.
Cause oh, yeah.
If you're in the crosshairs of one Barry Warner and you're in the media, you are in for a world of hurt. Because he can bring it, and he knows a lot of people. As much as we give him a hard time for the kind of guests from the 60s, 70s, and beyond, the Casey Kasems of guests in radio, boy, I'll tell you what, if he wants to bring it at you and call you out on something, like Nick, you ever have media problems with anybody else in the media, you go to Barry Warner, they're taken care of.
Yeah, he made the Rockets make some changes.
Yeah.
He complained about the audio on
the website.
And that was taken care of the very next day.
Yep.
So don't mess with the B-Dub.
No.
B-Dub, get it done. Yeah, dude, we had a blast. I had told Nick that I would come in because he'd been wanting somebody to come crash it. So I did. And we had a good time. And we talked a little bit of sports. He asked me questions about comedy. He said he's always wanted to do it. So it was cool. It was a chill 30 minutes.
Yeah, he's...
He's the old man version of Trey, though.
In some ways, that's a good analogy, yeah. Although he played sports because he'll tell you about it.
Oh, will he? He didn't tell me anything.
And he also denies any knowledge or association with the Twitter account that uses his picture back when he had a black beard and black hair. What we all got followed by that person. Is it the Jewish radio legend or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
And then the actual at is at TheBarry1560, and he completely denied any knowledge of it. No connection or association.
That's funny.
I was like, Barry, you do know they used the Grecian formula picture of you in like the 50s. And he's like, well, Joel, I'll have to look at that to see if I need to do something about that. And I was like, all right, I'll leave that one alone. I don't even want to show it to him because then he'll probably look for like infringement. he'll want some kind of royalty check or something.
Yeah. No, it was a good time. It was a good time. I tried to squeeze as many old jokes as I could in 30 minutes. And he squeezed as many ugly, dumb, and what else?
Small genitals.
Yeah, small penis jokes as he could in 30 minutes. But it was a good time.
He loves some Nick, too.
He does love him some Nick. Yeah. He does. Nick's his the son he never had.
No, I think that's me.
Oh, is it?
Unfortunately, I get told that.
Oh, really?
Yes, on several occasions.
Look at you.
Yes, yes. And he actually does sign off a lot of times with love you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Aww. But he does love Nick. I mean, we had several conference calls leading into the marriage that is, and he is very happy. He loves Nick.
Oh, so, that's so sweet. You guys are like a happy little family, the three of you.
No, no, no.
You're like, what was that show with the gay dads?
What?
What?
I don't know. I just created a new show, but you guys could do it.
And
you'd
have the great,
you'd have the gay grandpa
table with Tina.
You'd have
Faye
the gay and grandpa and the great gay dads. It would be just so gay. It would just be all just gay everywhere, just gay and all over the place.
This is good where we for go you to guys. Break.
So the gaydar is on. The radar says rain, and we're going to be here till 4. We are the usual suspects. We are here, and we would love you to be a part of it on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. What else do you got to do? I mean, even at work, there's an app for that. I mean, you can go on ESPN975.com. You can listen live. You can download the app and take us anywhere. Sometimes we're going to be a little bit more opinionated than others that we might not want to go where you're going. But you can take us wherever you want to go, and then you have no problems. Otherwise, just tune us in the car as we entertain you in your afternoon workday 1 to 4. I meant to bring this up yesterday, and we got on Snakes on a Plane and the Insect Channel for a while, and we covered a lot of ground. But did you guys see this Janet Jackson thing?
No.
So Janet Jackson just had a kid. I was already concerned because she had a kid, and she's like 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had a prenup with her husband, who is like a billionaire a couple times over.
Mm-hmm. Is he like old? Like,
no, he's actually a younger guy. He's a foreign guy. But here's the crazy thing, right? The prenup, as long as she sticks for 5 years, she gets $500 million. Right?
What?
She filed for divorce and separation at 5 months, 5 years and 2 months on Monday. Yesterday. You don't think that was cash driven at all?
Oh, come on.
You don't think there's any way she stuck? She was doing the whole thing for a month? No. At least she gave it a good 2 months after the 5 years and then said, well, 500 mil later and I've already got about 172 mil in the bank. I'm rocking. I'm rolling and I'm gone.
That's nuts. Now, so she did she have the kid already?
Yeah.
So she had his kid.
Well, she's probably getting money for that too.
She's getting her 500 mil from the marriage. She's going to get the child support, which will be millions a year.
Years of that.
Yeah. And then she's bouncing, which is crazy because she didn't need to do that to begin with. She's got plenty of money.
She had 172 mil in the bank, I believe.
Is that what she's worth?
Yeah.
172 mil?
I believe so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
She's worth 172 mil after her entire career. And now she has an opportunity to get $500 million. It's like...
Yeah, but she probably had to... Like, I don't know what this dude looks like, but I'm guessing...
More than doubled right than what she's worth.
Oh, so he's not even that ugly. I was going to say... Because usually it's like you would have to sleep with someone like Barry Warner to get that money. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, yeah. Ugh. Like,
so you
like
traded like 90. A neck for a few more chins?
Yeah, like something. But no, I mean, he's not a weird-looking dude.
Wissam Al-Manna is her... husband. They have split.
All right, so he's Middle Eastern,
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, $500 million. It was the prenup signed as long as she makes it 5 years,
and she made it five years
or two months and file separate
plus a kid. It's not a bad. I would do that. Would you stay with some rich, ugly, fat chick for 5 years and 2 months to get 500 mil?
I might consider it.
And again, he's not even that hideous looking. Like, he's not a weird
looking
dude.
Like, I would encourage her every day to cheat on him.
Because I would expect it to be more like Celine Dion and her husband, which is that old, old dude.
He's dead.
I know, but I'm saying at the time.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying at the time. Not now. That would be really weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like, you know, like they didn't look like they should have been together. That looked like a definite money situation because he was a millionaire, a billionaire, whatever. Would you stay with someone like...
I'm telling you right now, what I would do is I would encourage.
But they're like, not going to. They want some of that sweet young Joel ass.
I would put.
That's why they're with you.
Instead of the ding dong, I would have the hostess ding dong guy coming over daily, knocking on the door, and encouraging her to sample the treats. I really would. I would be putting nothing.
No, but they're not gonna. They're not gonna do that, though. That's the thing. They
I would
want
make sure
you.
Little Debbie was delivered by Little Donnie.
They want you, Joel. That's no. why they're with you.
Well,
for your sweet ass.
Easy now.
I mean, that's just that's why he's with Janet. Because she's Janet Jackson.
He's worth
he
over
doesn't
a
want
to, bill.
He doesn't want... She's not. He's not like, oh, LaToya. I'm going through Janet to get to LaToya. He wants Janet Jackson.
But this is Miss Jackson if you're nasty, because she's...
Just answer the question. Would you sleep with an old lady...
You didn't say sleep.
Yes. Joel, don't be difficult. Would you marry and have sex with an old woman, an old, nasty, fat woman for 5 years for $500 million? And you have to do oral.
No.
You would not? For $500 million?
That's a lot of money, but yeah, that's 5 years.
Would you?
I'd go down on Roseanne every day for 5 years for $500 million.
You the germaphobe?
Yes.
What, are you going to have a tongue condom?
I don't know. I don't care. $500 million?
Yeah, that's a lot
There's
of money.
A lot of things that I would do that I normally wouldn't do for $500 million.
Now, according to Janet, they haven't filed paperwork yet.
Okay.
So there's still hope.
They're on hiatus.
Stop it. There's still hope.
Yeah, that's not.
Whatever.
Nick, what about you?
I mean, I guess I got 5 years to spare.
It's not the years.
It's $100 million a year.
It's the hard work you got to put in those 5 years.
Tough it out.
It's still, but the given oral part, that's brutal.
Yeah, that's when he threw that in. I went, no.
Like it does
that's all
make
part
me
of
hesitate.
The deal. Like, you don't think Janet's not having to like orally please this dude?
But it's
of
different.
Course she is. It's you part of the deal.
Look, you can't close your eyes and pretend when you've got like helium balloons squished up against your cheeks, just trying to execute the plan.
I'm just saying, bro. I think you're settling. You're.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're not okay. living the dream, man.
So depending on the reports. Between $200 and $500 million in the divorce for Janet.
Okay, now hold on. There's a big difference between $200 and $500 million.
Now, according to if the prenup is right, it's $500 million as long as she lasted 5 years. But then it also says she could get up to $200 million in the divorce, and that wouldn't be all that much for someone like Almana. $200 million tax free would be a huge chunk of money, but for someone that's worth a bill. It may not be as big of an impact for him. When people are entering into prenups, they need to consider what their net worth is at the time. And then in the event of a divorce, they can be self-supporting. I think Janet has enough money to take care of herself, too. So there's definitely no alimony.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Right? Several times over. So this is nothing to him. This is like you signing a prenup for like $50,000. That's nothing to you. You just give up $50,000.
Oh, just like that.
Just to Lisa after 5 years?
Yeah, that ain't happening. But we ain't going anywhere. If we are, we're going together. So.
And people they're like, hell yeah, for $500 million, that's a half a billion dollars.
I know it.
Look, this Lance Ford, my face would be buried in it every day, no question. You guys, I'm telling you. Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on. Jesse Murillo had to ruin all this. He said, Caitlin and her new plumbing for 5 years, $500 million?
No. Freaking.
No.
Way.
I couldn't do, I could be with a chick, but you know, I'm a straight man. I couldn't do that. And I couldn't do like with someone like Caitlin that I know was a man. Now if she's,
well, you could still do it. You just be poked in the eye while you're doing it.
Although I don't know, man, a half a billion dollars, you wouldn't marry Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm still considering it. When you brought oral into
the
said
marry, would you give Caitlyn Jenner oral?
No. I would consider it for half a billion.
Oh my god.
Gay sex? No, I wouldn't do gay sex.
What do you mean? What's the difference?
Well, because as long as it's, you know,
Nick, are you with me
vagina?
That you were considering it until Barry threw oral into the equation? I'm with you.
So you would have been married to? Well, you don't think you have to? You don't think you have to?
Dude,
orally
you
please
get a lot of headaches.
A
in 5 years.
Billionaire fat girl? Of course you are.
No, you don't. Not if little Debbie finds little Donnie or
can we
the
not
FedEx
talk about
guy.
Snacks right now? I'm trying to.
She would be talking about snacks 24 hours a day.
I bring up fat girls and Joel's hungry. You put it together. No, I think we know who's getting $500 million.
Nope. I'm not hungry. I'm saying she's going to be hungry 24/7, so I'm giving her what she needs. I'm giving her the snack cakes without having to give her the goods.
You're making it weird with this little Debbie
you
reference.
You made it weird with oral.
I'm asking a legit
You're putting Caitlin's question. Thingy dingy in your mouth.
No, that
now
was
for
a tweet.
$500 million.
I said I would consider it after the change if it was like a legit.
It would has to work for
plumbing.
You.
No, if it's like, oh, look, this is just a really big clitoris. I'm like, no, that's not. That was the original penis. You're not fooling me.
I don't know.
No, we've got no.
Jim wants to chime in. Let's see what he's got. Jim, what's up?
Well, I'm just kind of curious. Does that not make Janet Jackson the world's most highest priced hooker in the history of the entire universe?
Hookers don't get married.
It's about 2,000 days. You're talking $250,000 a day.
Yeah, but hookers don't get married and have babies.
Yeah, but this guy basically paid. I mean, you know, you had to know going. He had to know going in. Look, 5 years is what I'm. You know, if I get any a day more than 5 years, I win. And he's willing to pay $500 million to sleep with Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if I have billions, I'm not gonna shake a stick at sleeping with Janet Jackson for 5 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Jennifer Aniston, that's Janet Jackson.
She, yeah, and at 50 some, there's a reason why she still had the kid, but she looks good. She fluctuates a little, but she looks good.
Yeah, if I had dude's money, one, I don't think I would settle for Janet. I think I'd be aiming higher. Not that Janet Jackson's not hot, but I think I'd go younger, a lot younger.
This sounds like Indecent Proposal too.
No, I mean, I'm not talking like, you know, I'm saying like I'd be like how old is Selena Gomez?
Oh, my God.
Like 21, I think.
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right.
Lamont's right on it. Janet went to the Joe Jackson School of Business. There's no question about that.
Red said they'd have to pay me $500 million to stop doing oral on any woman.
She's 24, so that's not that bad. Selena Gomez,
see,
24.
That's what I'm saying. If I got multiple billions of dollars and I get to choose my wife that I'm going to give $500 million to 5 years from now, but between now and then, it's on. I'm not picking a 50-year-old Janet Jackson. Is all I'm saying. Judge me if you want.
Carlos Danger, by the way, says oral every day for 5 years, 1,826 days. With 500 mil severance, comes out to $274,000
per session. So you're getting paid $250,000.
Open up and say, ah, Nicholas.
To give oral to, like, Roseanne Barr. You wouldn't do that? Nah. Every day, if someone gave you, Nick, you are such a liar. I know we got to go to break, but you're a damn liar. If I walked in here and said $250,000 on that table and said, that's Roseanne Barr. 10 minutes, go. You wouldn't do
10
it.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. That's probably all it would take.
She'd even be, on her she'd ID, need a Nick, snack if her, break. If it said under hair color, bald.
She'd need a snack break, so you wouldn't have to go that long. But you wouldn't do that. You're going to look me dead in the eyes and tell me you would not take that $250,000.
We got to go to break, dude. We got to go to break. He's got to talk about infused energy. This is a perfect transition.
What a transition. When we're talking about infusing energy other places, there's nothing like infused energy here in Houston, Texas. If you're looking for an energy company that has your needs upfront and personal, Barry. Josh Presnikoff and his company make sure that Infuse Energy takes care of your needs 100% of the time. It starts out with customer service. You're always going to get a human being on the phone, not an automated system. You mentioned ESPN 97.5 right off the top. You get a $25 bill credit. They offer 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up and choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits, and that helps decrease your carbon footprint. And the biggest thing is they're never going to try and screw you over to make a buck. In your relationship with them, your satisfaction and your experiences will always be as important as the bottom line. And that's very important because your energy uses change. Maybe you're a business and you change your hours. Maybe you're a family and you go from a night shift to a regular shift and the energy usage changes. They're going to make a plan and structure it to make sure they take care of you. That's what they do at Infuse Energy. It's infuseenergy.com. 844-INFUSE-2. That's 844-463-8732. You call them. They take care of the rest. You are happy with your energy. That's just the way it works when you call Infuse Energy today.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. We've already covered Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. The other thing that bothered me yesterday that we didn't get to that I wanted to bring up today because it's happening tonight is something that I just think has no place in the NBA or sports.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it really kind of ticks me off because it's like old, the old Charlie Finley days, the Bill Veeck days, when it was like the sport was more about the marketing than it was the actual sport and the players and the game. Mark Cuban has signed Tony Romo. Mark Cuban is going to suit up Tony Romo. He's at shoot-around. He was at shoot-around this morning. He's going to be in uniform. He's going to be in the layup line. Now, they say he's not going to play. You know damn well with about a minute to play, they're probably going to put his ass in the game.
Right.
And I just think it is so disgraceful for NBA players that have busted their ass to get to the league that all of a sudden on a PR stunt, you're going to put a quarterback in an NBA uniform. And now you got Caron Butler out there saying, now, you know, I played against him in high school in Wisconsin and he could have played NBA basketball too. There's a far cry from being a good high school player to being in the NBA.
Right.
And, you know, it just gave him another platform to get more. This is like LeVar Ball, only you've done something in your life. But still, he's already gotten enough attention and fame in his career, let alone in the last couple months. Just let it go. But the Mavs, who aren't going to make the playoffs, it's their last game. So they're grasping at straws, and they're hoping it's a big coup. So they're going to put Tony Romo in uniform tonight. I think it's ridiculous.
Warner had a similar take that you
did. Don't do that to me.
He actually pretty much said the same thing.
See, that hurts.
Why? He's a Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
Believe me, I'm reminded of it every time I have a conversation with him.
I didn't know enough to formulate an opinion, but here's the deal. By suiting Tony Romo up, is someone else missing out on an opportunity for sure?
Which is exactly what I was going to ask you, too. Whose job did he cost? Is there a guy in the D-League that can't?
Steph Curry's brother's hurt, Seth, so he's out. But here's the other thing why I don't like it, Barry. Because for the last 4 days, he started hinting about it. We'd like to get, and you knew exactly, you could figure it out reading between the lines, you know, a guy that's a really good signal caller, a guy that, you know, could do this, could do that. So it's been in his mind already, and it doesn't hurt anybody simply because they had a roster spot. They're not going to sign him to where he takes up cap space. So I'm sure it's all fine and good. I just think it's just a marketing publicity stunt that I could do without.
Well, but in your rant, you said it's costing guys in the D League.
No, I didn't say D League.
It's not fair to guys that are, you know, want a spot or need a spot. It'd be different if
I didn't say that. I said I didn't say that. You can play it back. I never said anything about D League. I said there's going to be guys,
other players.
I think it's disrespectful to other players because of guys that have busted their ass to get to the NBA, and all of a sudden, like Tony Romo, then if he actually gets in a game, he will be in the NBA register. He'll be registered that he's played in the NBA, and I just think it's disrespectful to the game because you had so many guys that are busting it every day trying to get that one opportunity and that one chance, and you never know what happens in the one chance. So if you want to take it to that level, I didn't say it before, but I could even say to this from the standpoint of they signed a guy earlier this year from Indiana, Yogi Ferrell, that has turned out fantastic for them, and all it took was, you know, his first game was great in his 10-day, but I just think it's bad for the game.
Why, though? I mean, I will give you that this is very minor league baseball.
Yeah.
It has a very minor league baseball feel to it.
Absolutely.
But you're talking about a team that has nothing to play for. There's no reason to go and watch them. This is actually really smart marketing on Mark Cuban's part. And I don't really have a problem with it because at the end of the day, it's not hurting anyone. It's not hurting the game. This is a nice gesture and a token of appreciation for Romo and Dallas. And I mean, put it this way. If the Rockets were dead last in the West and had no chance of doing anything, and J.J. Watt was going to play a game on the Rockets, you would be totally opposed to that.
Opposed.
Like, what is it hurting, though? That's just
Here's the thing. What's it gaining? You say it's a great marketing move. He's already – they sell out in Dallas.
You don't think people are going to go watch that?
But the
they're
tickets
not gonna
are
sell
already
out.
Sold.
Yeah, but they're not going to show up. The people that don't show up can't buy, pay for parking and get concessions and buy jerseys and stuff.
For one game?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm just against it because of the fact that, like I said, it cheapens the game. You don't have to do something like that. If you want to do
you
something
sound
like that,
old
honor
right
him.
Now.
I do like what the Rockets are doing even for their own players for the 50th anniversary celebration. But if you want to, there's been many a times that teams have honored guys from their city that played a different sport, honored them at halftime, had them come in and do like a reception where they honored him, do and a dinner or something like that, or you know, bring him in pregame and halftime and postgame, things like that. But to put him in uniform, to me,
I think it
crosses the line.
I just look at this as a new way of marketing. It's a new way. It's a cross promotion. There's so many things about this that are just so new. And bleeding edge that a lot of times people, oh no, I'm totally against this. It's not, if it were costing a player a job or a salary or service time or anything like that, I would totally agree with you. But it has no bearing or effect on anyone in that way.
I think if he does get on the court, though, it is taking away some time, right? Ultimately, or no?
I mean, well, how much was the last guy on the bench going to play that would have filled that spot for a 10-day contract with one day left in the season?
They tend to give this time of year to a team that's like this who's not going to make it to the playoffs. They give it to guys that are trying to make a name for themselves. So, like, kind of like the preseason.
But that's not the 12th guy on the bench, though. That's what Romo is filling. He's filling the 12th guy slot.
So he's not going to get any court time.
No, I mean, he probably – why do it otherwise? So, but he's definitely going to come out during the intro. He's probably going to get that, which the 12th guy on the bench wouldn't get. But it's not going to surprise me if, with a couple of minutes left in the game, the crowd starts chanting. They want it so bad. You drag it out until the last 59 seconds of the game. And then, you know, an intentional foul by someone. Romo comes in. They give him a pass. Then everyone's screaming, going crazy. Shoot it, shoot it. And if he makes it, holy crap.
I don't know how I feel about this.
What does that hurt?
It may not hurt anything.
It doesn't.
Here's the thing. Doc said no contract signed cannot play. He's there to do everything else per sources. But here's the problem. The league has rules. Like, you can only have so many assistant coaches sit on the bench. In order to sit on the bench in uniform, they're going to have to – you have to have some sort of an agreement signed, contract or otherwise, whether there's money involved or not, in order to put the uniform on. So – There has to be something worked out to that matter. And I totally believe what I said, what Barry said, which is, if you're going to do this, don't tell me he's not going to get in the game. Because whether the crowd's chanting or not, and they will be,
yeah,
he's going to put him in the game.
But how crazy would that be if he starts just raining threes down and hits them all? If he goes like 4 for 4 behind the arc with a minute left?
That'd be pretty crazy.
But then you know he'd get hurt. You know, he'd pull something and now he's going to go through the NBA protocol of injuries. Oh, that would be hilarious.
You don't think Sean McManus at CBS has already got several calls into Mark Cuban going, it's on your dime, insurance time.
Yeah.
You don't lose my franchise player in one game in the NBA.
If he hurts his back again, that's all on you. We're not paying for it.
Or if he just happens to get concussed, that would be crazy. Just because he's always, you know, in football, you always have to run that risk. And I'm sure he's been concussed quite a bit during his time. I think it'd be scary.
I don't have a problem with it. Now, if it was, you know, like I said, if this was, like, I'm more upset that Tim Tebow is trying out for the Mets than I am that Tony Romo is going to get a shot up at an NBA game.
He's got two bombs.
Doesn't
He's crushing
matter.
It, Nabal.
Yeah, you talk about someone that's actually costing a roster spot, it's Tim Tebow. What Tony Romo is doing is just some sideshow stuff. Just some crazy, I feel like this is something you would see in, what was the Will Ferrell movie? About basketball?
Semi-pro?
Semi-pro, yes. Yep.
I love that movie.
This is very semi-pro, right?
I love that movie.
Yeah. I hope he comes out rocking some Stockton shorts. That would be even better.
Plus, he's got an Under Armour deal, so he's already got his shoes lined up.
Of course.
All right, we got plenty more show to get to. Kobe, we see you. We'll get you in. You want to talk about Mark Cuban. So we'll get that in. We've got lots more to get to. If you want to join the show, by the way, it's at Barry Is Funny. At the producer Nick and at Pac-Man Joel with a K if you want to hit us up on Twitter. Otherwise, the HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. 780-ESPN will get you into the show via text message and or phone call. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. The Usual Suspects till 4.
Barry's watching porn because all I heard was "In That Eye."
After an oh
no, XVega8383 on Twitter sent me. He slid up in the DMs and sent me something from Dime Up Rocks, which is a vine of Tony Romo at the Mavericks practice. And the tweet says, "Romo out here looking like Ray Allen coming off that screen." And it's Romo sets a pick, comes around a second screen. Yeah, he's got the red jersey on. Like they're going red and white, I guess. Oh. And he comes around. He sets a screen, comes around a screen, and hits a jumper in somebody's eye. I don't know who this is, but yeah, like he's feeling it.
You sure
big
that
time.
Isn't like
yeah? Who's
red and white? Dallas has their practice jerseys.
Yeah, they're using these red vests. I guess this is the ones you can't foul. I don't know. It's like because he's a QB,
he's
can't
the QB
tackle
thing.
Him. Yeah, but yeah, dude, he just.
You sure that's not the sponsors game that they get to play after shoot around on the final day?
No, that's shoot around.
Were there real players in that video?
Yes, I could see Dirk down low. On the other team, he should have drove in and dunked on Dirk.
Lamont says, we all know how this plays out. Romo gets in the fourth quarter, rolls his ankle. Dak is sitting in the front row, and Cuban tells Dak to go suit up.
You're in, Dak! Go!
And the coaches bring their t-shirts out, Team Dak.
That's funny. That. Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and then Chase Tanner wants to get into the whole thing again with Janet Jackson, saying, if you could, and you had the money to spare, who would be your $500 million five-year... He says Jennifer Lawrence. I'll pass on that.
Who's yours? If you say Lisa Hernandez, I'm going to...
No, Lisa Blank. let's see.
You only get one shot, one opportunity.
Thanks, Eminem. I have a couple in mind.
Nope. One. I need one. You ain't that baller. You only have 500...
You have no idea,
you only have
way.
500 million to spare.
Right.
You're not
you
all
no
that.
You have no idea. And the harem could follow. Okay. If I only have one...
Yeah.
Ava Mendez.
That's pretty strong. That's strong. Nick, who's yours?
I have a quick guess.
I can't. Who?
Selma Hayek.
Yeah, I'm a fan, but that wouldn't be my one. I don't know.
500
I'm
mil.
I'm surprised that you passed on Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, I think she's kind of hot.
Yeah, somebody texted
kinda
in Jennifer
for 500
Lawrence.
Million?
See, not going to be. I don't mean kind of hot. I don't even know who I would pick. I would have to go and do some research.
Me too.
You don't have time for that. Just like you pressed me. One right now. Let's go.
God.
Howie Mandel.
What?
he's
I said
he's
no
clean.
Gay stuff.
He's clean. Oh, okay.
No, I said no gay stuff.
He has Purell in his back pocket.
No. Geez, I don't know. I can't
you
even,
don't get two or three and you don't get time. Let's go. One.
I can't even think of a hot chick's name right now.
One. Amy Schumer.
Oh, God, no.
I'm just throwing them out there for
not
you.
Not only that, just because her last special was so terrible, I can't look her in the face after that horrible special she put out.
Tina Fey.
No, she's got the scar on her face. It weirds me out a little bit.
She's Scarface. Okay, so come on, give me one.
I'm trying to think of a hot chick's name, and I can't. I got to Google hot chicks.
Oh, boy.
Dude.
JJ will be calling in pretty soon.
Yeah.
He'll have plenty of suggestions.
Oh, I Google hot chick, and I get a movie with Rob Schneider. This is not. I don't pick Rob Schneider. I'll tell you that right now. I'm like my old go to coming up was like Pam Anderson. Like I used to think she was smoking hot.
She just did a new ad campaign for like a lingerie company.
Yeah, I look good.
Ooh,
makeup,
baby.
Makeup
she's
is
50, right?
Yeah, makeup is amazing though.
But her body's
I've seen her
still in
up
good
close.
Shape.
I've met her. Yeah.
In this ad campaign, her body's back to being pretty good shape.
You know they can Photoshop moving
this
pictures
was moving,
too.
Okay, this was
yeah
video,
they can
though.
They can still fix that. I guess I'm about to go Selena Gomez just because I can't think of any other names and I threw that out earlier.
Wow.
I'd be all right with that.
You have kids because you already have one built in.
She's 24.
Jeez. All right. On that note, Kobe wants to get in here on Mark Cuban. What's up, Kobe?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, man?
You're up. Go.
I just wanted to say about Mark. Mark Cuban, I think he made a good decision in a way, because I was reading that Caron Butler said that Tony Romo could have, you know, he could have played pro basketball if he would have focused, you know, if he would have focused more on it, he could have actually gone to the pros. So, I mean, I don't really think Mark Cuban did a bad decision in a way. I mean, you know, Tony Romo, he still, I think he still can, you know, he can step up, you know, like become a player. Like a good basketball player or something.
Stop it.
Is this intern Kobe?
Yeah.
What up, Kobe? How you doing, bud?
Kobe, right. You're an intern here at the station?
Yeah.
And you're going to come on and call the show and say that you think Tony Romo could still be a baller in the
NBA. I think he has a chance. That's what I'm saying. You don't think he has a chance?
I don't know how much they're paying you to intern, but it's too much. That's a ridiculous statement, Kobe. There's no way Tony Romo could take the worst player in the NBA.
Kobe,
he hasn't been playing basketball.
Kobe, can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. You think Caron Butler's on TV now? You think he's a great analyst?
No.
Well, he analyzed Tony Romo in high school, right. And that didn't work out either. Because he said in high school Tony Romo was okay, I said there's a huge difference between a rural high school player in Wisconsin and saying he can play in the NBA.
I mean, Joel has a wet J, and he's not going to be running with the bigs with the Rockets in game 82.
No chance.
No. Well, appreciate the call, Kobe. I hope you never get a show, because that was a terrible take.
Do you really, or were you just being nice?
I was being nice.
Okay, I thought so.
not the best take in the world from an intern that Tony Romo could run in the NBA. Not good. We're getting a lot of Kate Hudsons, by the way, for the 500 mil.
Really?
And Kate Upton. And well, I'm
Kate
like,
Upton's,
eh.
Kate Upton's kind of in your league, Nick.
Yeah, she's pretty good looking.
I've never been a fan.
I'm really? Not a huge fan.
No.
I've met her a few times, as Barry would say. I mean, you know, her face up close isn't that great. But she has that prerequisite for you, Nicholas.
See, I'm trying to think of a hot redhead, because I Googled hot redheads. I'm trying to find a solid redhead. I was telling Barry the other day, that's
redheads. What about that girl on Dancing with the Stars now?
Is she a redhead?
Yeah. I don't know if it's real or not.
Julia Morales is a redhead.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm not going to say anything bad or good about Julia Morales.
Good move on your part, by the way.
What?
She's probably listening.
No. There's zero.
She tunes into the usual suspects each and every day.
There's 0.0 chance that Julia Morales is. Mainly because she's in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Covering the Astros and the Mariners.
Yeah.
Eating grasshoppers.
She's listening in on the app right now.
Yeah.
And she's freaking out. Okay, so how about this? Rick Carlisle's quoted as saying after Shooter on, it's just not a good idea to take a football athlete and throw him in an NBA game. It's a completely different kind of sport. Number two, to sign him, we would have to go through a tremendous amount of screening, physicals, all those things, and it's just not in anybody's best interest to do that. So I'm sure Mark Cuban didn't like him saying all that based on the fact that he Mark's in your corner and you're in his, and then his coach poo-pooed on it. But I'm sure if, you know, because of course the element of suspense is the crowd's going to show up because they think in the back of their mind, like we're saying, in the final minute, he's going to get in the game.
I think he should. I don't care. Just put him in.
Then you break all the rules.
Let him get a shot up.
Not that Mark Cuban's opposed
to that. Mark Cuban,
what if it starts a trend and like a bunch of like, it's always like a marketing stunt for all these teams. And
as long as it's the last game, then I think it would be interesting. If you're not in the playoff
hunt, let's be honest, there's nothing else interesting about the Dallas Mavericks.
Exactly. What does this hurt? There's nothing bad about this. If he gets hurt, that's even better. That's hilarious. There's nothing bad coming.
It's hilarious. He tore an ACL.
Well, I mean, it's not going to end his career in broadcasting.
Season-ending surgery.
Yeah, there was literally his basketball career would be over. I mean, come on.
Then he sues the Mavs for $19 million a year.
That would be hilarious, too.
And he's all taken care of.
Tell me again where this could go wrong. Can't. Beautiful.
Did. All right, we covered Tony Romo, and it wasn't the way we used to cover Tony Romo, so at least we got that out of the way and had some fun with it, but we'd love you to be a part of the show. This is The Usual Suspects, and you can reach us in usual ways, 713-780-ESPN or 713-780-3776 if you wish, to hit us up on the HRNP listener line via text or calls, or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5. Don't get it, there's nothing at all.
for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.